Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, to all our listeners, to all those avid book readers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf that comes to you with a book every week. Ammar ibn Yasir is one of the Prophet's famous and most loyal companions. He was one of the companions who took part in the great Muslim immigration from Mecca to Medina. Ammar was born in the same year of the Prophet. He was one of the intermediaries for the Prophet's marriage to Lady Khadija. Ammar came from a slave family at the age of ignorance, the Jahiliyyah, and was tortured brutally along with his parents by the polytheists of Mecca, the scars of which remained for the rest of his life. Ammar's mother was killed during the torture and became Islam's first female martyr. He was released upon maligning the Prophet and praising the pagan gods under the heavy pressure of torture, but as he confirmed and the Prophet assured him, he was still a Muslim because someone forced to do something while desiring otherwise in his heart is still a faithful person. This is also known as taqiyya. Ammar stood firmly by the Prophet in his battles, but even after the Prophet's death, he remained firm next to his successor, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and gave his allegiance to Ali. He stood by Ali in the Battle of the Camel. Ammar was eventually martyred in his 90s at the Battle of Siffin by Muawiyah's army, who was attempting to overtake Ali's rule. Various narrations have been transmitted from the Prophet stating that a vile or usurping party shall kill Ammar. Whatever the wording, the narrations point to the malice of Ammar's murderer. We cannot become imams, that's true, but we can become similar to their companions. Remembering and studying the life of the likes of Ammar gives us a model to imitate. Their lives are full of things to learn from. We erect shrines for great people in order to keep their remembrance forever alive. They are the greatest human beings to have ever lived. We honor them with shrines, but more importantly, remind ourselves of who we ought to become. Today, we shall introduce a book on Ammar ibn Yasir. Stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. We are Bookshelf. We were talking about one of the earliest companions of the Prophet, Ammar ibn Yasir, and one of the most loyal, who was one of the few who refused to give his allegiance to anyone but Ali, and who was described as one of Ali's two right hands, the other being Malik ibn Ashtar. Ammar ibn Yasir by Kamal al-Sayyid, translated by Jasim al-Aliawi, and published by Ansarian Publications, is a 16-page book on this great companion. Ansarian Publications is among the most respected publications for Islamic books based in Qom. They have supported and published numerous amounts of books related to Islam and allowed free access to them for everyone worldwide. You can download today's book from al-islam.org. So the content of the book is Al-Arqam's House, Yasir's Family, Ammar, The Revenge, The Belief in the Heart, The Migration, Jihad, The Battle of Badr, Ammar Was with Truth, Al-Shura, Deviation, The Word of Truth, Uthman Banishes Abu Dhar, The Revolution, Imam Ali, Justice, The Unjust Group Will Kill You, The Trial, and The End. You can download this book from Al-Islam while we take a break, and when we're back, we'll be reading an excerpt. Don't go away.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, name that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. We're just about to read the book Ammar ibn Yasir, which you can download from al-islam.org. I'm going to read the part about migration on page 6. The condition of the Muslims in Mecca became critical, so our master Muhammad ordered his companions to immigrate to Yathrib. Ammar was one of those who migrated for Allah. When our master Muhammad immigrated too, happiness covered Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and the immigrants lived peacefully with their brothers in Yathrib. First, Allah's apostle thought of building a mosque so that the Muslims would worship Allah alone. In the meantime, it would be a symbol for the Muslims' strength and a castle for the Muslim nation. With enthusiasm, the Muslims began building the Prophet's mosque. Some Muslims were carrying dust, some were making bricks, and some were carrying the dried bricks to make the walls. Our master Muhammad was working with his companions. Ammar, though covered with dust, was working actively. Each Muslim was carrying a brick, but Ammar was carrying two bricks. For this reason, our master Muhammad said to him, "They, the Muslims, will get a reward. You'll get two rewards." To encourage his Muslim brothers, Ammar repeated the following enthusiastic words: "Those who build the mosque do not equal those who avoid dust." Some companions were avoiding dust. They became displeased with Ammar's words. Well, Uthman came to Ammar and said threateningly, "I'll hit you on the nose with the stick." Ammar looked at Uthman but did not say a word. Our master Muhammad heard about Uthman's threat. He felt pain. Then he came to Ammar and said, "You're dear to me." Our master Muhammad rubbed the dust from Ammar's face. Thus the great companion's heart was filled with love for the Holy Prophet. Days and months passed. Allah the Glorified wanted to punish those who persecuted the Muslims in Mecca and robbed them of their money. The Battle of Badr took place. Ammar was one of the fighters who went to hinder the Quraysh caravan coming from Sham. The Muslims heard that the polytheists had formed an army. Abu Jahl headed the army. He was heading for Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. The Prophet asked the advice of his companions. Finally, he took a decision to face the polytheists. Our master Muhammad sent Ammar ibn Yasir and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to get him information about the polytheists' army. Ammar was brave. He approached the polytheist caravan and went round their camp to collect information. Ammar and his friend came back to our master Muhammad. Ammar said, "The army is afraid. The horse wants to neigh, but its owner hits it on its face, and it's raining heavily. Therefore, they can't move easily. Generally speaking, the polytheists are in low spirits." In the morning, when the polytheists woke, they found strange footprints. Mummih ibn al-Hajjaj had a good knowledge of footprints. He said, "By Allah Tawal Uzza, these are Ammar's and Abdullah's footprints." On the morning of 17th of Ramadan, the great battle of Badr, the first battle in the history of Islam, took place. At that battle, Allah granted the believers victory over the polytheists. Ammar was fighting with enthusiasm. When the polytheists escaped, Ammar saw Abu Jahl, so he remembered those days when Abu Jahl tortured the Muslims and tortured his parents. Now the swords of the persecuted got revenge on the unjust. Ammar looked at the sky and thanked Allah, the Glorified, for his victory.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Yeah, as you can guess yourselves, the book has a text which is very suitable for children. It tries to speak in a very simple format and just give the facts one after another. If you missed today's program, we covered the book Ammar ibn Yasir, which you can download from al-islam.org. You can also download an archive of our program and our previous shows from our website. Until next week, from me and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.